radio way.
It's time now for our weekly look at the work of the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
And this feature looks at different aspects of the two hospices, and I popped down to the Woking Hospice yesterday to find out more about their work.
Yeah, this week I'm actually here at the Woking Hospice visiting Lorraine Weed, and welcome to Radio A, Lorraine.
Hello, Andy.
Now, so your role at the hospice, what actually is that?
I'm the Marketing and Communications Manager, which basically means I handle the marketing and also any PR activities that we might be doing, so liaising with press and media.
So marketing for a hospice, what would that entail?
It's ensuring that the general public and the community that we support are aware of the hospices and the services that we deliver. So we try to inform people about what we do, so that hopefully they will support us financially.
Okay, so building on the Woking and the Sam Beer Hospice over at Weybridge, what services are actually offered to the community?
So at the moment we have, as you say, Woking Hospice and Sam Beer Hospice, and currently we have 10 inpatient beds at both hospices, and we also look after people in their own homes, and we take all services that the hospices offer out into people's homes, and that includes things like complementary therapies, and we have clinical nurse specialists that visit people in their homes, and basically doctors as well will visit, occupational therapists, physiotherapists. So when someone's living with a life-limiting illness, these services are available to them from the hospices.
So people might be surprised that the two hospices themselves only have 10 beds. Is that normal for a hospice, that small number of beds?
Yes, that's relative to the area that we cover. Mm. We look after, on average, a patient for around 2 years, on and off. You know, they may not need... constant care, but we're there for them for a period of, on average, of around 2 years. It may be that at the very end of life they may come into a hospice bed, but most of our care is actually delivered out in people's homes.
Right, so you're saying that they prefer to be at home, so you've got the nursing and the staff going out and visiting them there.
There, and also at the hospice buildings we have daycare centres which enable people to come into the hospice environment, spend the day having lunch, they may have some therapies, and spending time socially with other people.
So how many people a year do you actually care for?
On the inpatient side, around 410, and around 1,800 people out in the community within their own homes.
And the geographical area that you're supporting?
We say sort of northwest Surrey, so that's the boroughs of Spelthorne, Runnymede, Surrey Heath, Woking, North Guildford and West Elmbridge.
So quite
that's
a big
sort of northwest Surrey.
So quite a big catchment area.
Yes, yeah.
And when we talk about hospices, we think about people suffering with terminal illnesses such as cancer. However, that's not the only illness you support. What other conditions do you look at?
We have patients who have lung conditions that could be life-limiting, motor neurons disease, It's also MS. They're sort of illnesses that limit their life in some way, and we try and help support them to live their life to the fullest.
And how are individuals offered the services of the hospice? Is that by referral or is it direct contact?
Usually GP referral or hospital referral.
And obviously the provision of these services costs money, so the two hospices working in Sam Beer, how are they actually funded and financed?
At the moment our running costs are £8 million per year. We receive from the NHS or the Primary Care Trust approximately 30% of that.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of it we have to fundraise, and that includes our retail shops, people leaving gifts in their will, legacies, general donations, people just giving, fundraising events. We organise lots of events, but people also do a lot by organising things themselves, coffee mornings and events within their own communities. So it's a whole triage of...
Hence your role, while your communications and marketing
is
getting the word out there about the Woking Hospice. Looking ahead, what future developments are planned for a Woking Sam Bear Hospice?
We have lots going on. we're actually building or redeveloping a site in Goldsworth Park, in Denton Way in Goldsworth Park, which will become a 20-bedded hospice with all services based there as well. And we will be redeveloping the existing Sambia Hospice. The beds will be relocated to the new facility in Woking, and we will be enhancing the daycare and facilities over there so that it's bigger and we're able to accommodate...
That's a Weybridge at the Sambia.
So that we can accommodate more patients to come into daycare, and also it will be a base for our community teams as well that still need a base over in the north of our area so that they can still visit patients within their own homes.
And the hospice at the Goldsworth Park will replace the building we're in at the moment, is that?
That's right, yes, it will replace the Hillview Road.
And as always with charities, people will probably say, well, how's it all going to be funded?
Well, we were very lucky, actually, with the funding for the new building has actually been given with a long-term loan from Woking Borough Council, but we do need to pay that back. So, you know, we are relying on the support of the community across the whole of North West Surrey to carry on supporting all our hospice services. So that's not only the new building, but also the facility that will be over in the Weybridge area.
And the timescale for opening up Goldsworth Park?
We're on schedule for opening in spring 2016. So at present, we're at the stage where we're just putting plans into the council. We've held a public consultation meeting a couple of weeks ago on the plans for the new building, which were had some very positive comments, and they will be going into the council, you know, quite soon.
And as always, all these details are on the Woking Sam Bear Hospice.
They are, yes, wsbhospices.co.uk.
Okay, so exciting times ahead. I'm sure in future programmes we'll explore those a bit more. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
So, quite an extensive offering there from the team at the Woking and Sam Bear Hospices. Now, let's have a quick update on the news and the fund for Chris Cook, the cyclist who unfortunately died on the London to Surrey 100 cycling event whilst riding for the hospices. Well, last Sunday saw 300 cyclists ride up to Newlands Corner as a tribute to Chris. It was organised by Nicola, his girlfriend. It was a great turnout and a tribute to him, and also assistance from the Surrey Police stopping the traffic in order that the cyclists could cycle up the hill was well done all round. Regarding his Just Giving Fund, it now stands at over £46,000. You can still donate if you'd like to. That's at justgiving.com/Chris-Cook. And don't forget that Chris is spelt K-R-I-S. Their website again, justgiving.com/Chris-Cook.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website, wsbhospices.co.uk. Radio Wales.